Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we got the beat.
And we just want to bang on the drum all day.
And we won't stop until the neighbors call the cops.
All right.
Here we are.
Here we are, the middle of Bobby Week.
Bobby Week.
Mm. Yes.
I like that.
Down in the basement. Hey, and Renee is back.
Renee's back.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for having me. Back again.
Of course. And what we're going to do with this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs starring Jim Linehan
Patrick
and
Patrick Foster
is we're going to talk about songs that are sort of defined by their drum sound.
Or okay.
The drum sound is so important that you couldn't like remove that from the song.
And have it still be that song.
It wouldn't hold up anymore, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Because we have two drummers here with us. So we're going to get their reaction.
Like Wipeout.
Wipeout is a perfect example.
I thought of that one.
Right. Yeah.
You guessed my pick.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to start.
Great.
Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to go right into it. I know you don't know what this song is.
No idea. We're all on the edge of our stools.
I bet it's Wipeout.
I'm worth a million in prizes. That's great. So, of course, Lust for Life, Iggy Pop, 1977. Big drum sound,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Huge.
Up there.
Huge. Classic. I mean, that's what drums are supposed to sound like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Christmas song with the jingle in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of the wall of sound, right?
Wall of sound, mm-hmm. Big, huge, like booming bass drum, just the groove that makes you immediately, like as soon as you hit play, we all were like, oh yeah.
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 It's iconic, right?
Yeah.
I mean that the drums are a huge part of that song. Like it would not be the same song without that.
Right.
And so who's the drummer on that? Do we know? Did I stump you? I don't even know.
I do not know.
Whoever
either.
It is,
yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He or she.
You did stump me, but I'm going to look it up. Okay. So that drummer was Hunt Sales.
Oh, okay.
Good old.
I know him. He was actually, and he had a brother,
Tony Sales.
Tony, and they played with Todd Rundgren in
they
Runt.
Did.
Yeah, right.
They did.
Mm-hmm. So I did not know he played on that.
He's
that's
the
very
son of Soupy Sales.
Yes, that's right. The Sales brothers. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That is amazing. Okay, this has just got so much better.
That's an amazing song. I mean, I think Adam Ant based his whole career off that song.
Right? That
essentially,
rhythm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Just made everything that rhythm. Yeah.
No, okay, so, but there was a reference to that, which I think is so great, too. in a song by The Hold Steady called Constructive Summer.
Okay.
And the first line of the song is, "Me and my friends are like the drums on Lust for Life."
Oh, really? Right? That's fantastic.
So that's how big.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That
I didn't
part
know that
is,
line.
Right?
That's yes. a great line.
That's yeah. cool. You know, I totally know what they mean by that too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that song until it was in Trainspotting. I mean, grow up listening to the Stooges, and you know, and like earlier today, I was thinking about songs that are movies that are often defined by the songs on their soundtrack, and Trainspotting is defined by this song and then the Underworld song.
That's right.
Born Slippy. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, those are one of those songs that Lust for Life just gets in your head and gets under your skin and you just want to jump up and dance.
Well, and it's kind of sadly become sort of like a used in commercials now and things like that too, which is a little unfortunate, but it's because everybody recognizes that, right? And it's sort of, and the whole idea of Lust for Life, right? It just sort of sets a mood for anything.
Mm-hmm.
David Bowie also produced that.
Oh, right. Okay. That album. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was kind of Iggy's resuscitation when he was sort of washed out a little bit and got back and put together an album with Bowie.
Yes. He found a Lust for Life.
Yes.
Okay. So, Patrick, I think you have a pick.
Yeah. I got one that I'd like to throw out there, and I want to see how Renee and Bobby react to this and get their thoughts on it. So, the song I'm going to play is called Sissy Strut, and it's by a band called The Meters. So there it is, right? The recording of the hi-hat, too, on that one just, you know, is right in that space, that pocket that just, you know, it's kind of really satisfying to hear that hi-hat. And then when the cymbals kind of come in on the change part, it's amazing.
But the snare seems to play off the beat. You know, it's so unconventional, right?
Yeah. That, I think, is what you would say in the pocket.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, but big time.
Big time. I mean, so in the pocket and just, I'm really glad you picked that one because it just really illustrates a drummer like that, you know, who's got more groove in their left pinky than most drummers have in their entire body and who make it sound easy and simple. But, you know, I would challenge any drummer to try to play that beat and have it sound like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's like second line rhythm or whatever it is, but yeah, it's fantastic the way it kind of is the beat yet lays behind the beat, you know, at the same time. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that recording's nice too, because, you know, I mean, like James Brown and you know, that it's the same kind of beat.
Yep.
But, you know, James Brown layers a lot of other stuff on top of it with the horns and a lot more and a lot of singing. And this is just so stripped down and it's right up there. But you don't really hear with a lot of bands. I mean, they don't usually put drums so high in the mix.
Yeah.
Good point.
Drummers always want them higher.
That's dope. Yeah, they're always asking for more, the mix more drums. Yeah, exactly. And it just, to me, just really drives that famous song. So Joseph Modeleste was the original drummer in The Meters when that was recorded. And, of course, you know, the Nevilles were part of The Meters too, Art and Cyril. So, but yeah, that always stood out to me as kind of a funk classic that just has just this really quenches your thirst for like, like you said, Bobby, totally, totally funky and swinging.
Funk drumming is just so, I mean, amongst drummers, I don't think it's underrated, but I think like it just generally, I mean, it sounds simple, you know, like, and that's because the drummers are so incredible. But you go and like go and try to play a funk beat with the feeling of some of the best dudes, and it's just then you see why it's so incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy! Totally. And speaking of James Brown and the Famous Flames, Clyde Stubblefield just died.
Yes, that's right. Recently. Funky drummer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Rest in power.
Absolutely. All right. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back with a couple more. Drumming defined songs.
Excellent.
Hey, Patrick, one of the things I really need in life is validation.
Sure. I can relate to that, Jim. Yeah.
So please, if you like Rock in the Suburbs, you listen on iTunes, please, you know, give us a rating and a review. It's really easy to do. You've done that kind of thing before, right?
I've done it pretty easy. You log in. You rate, you subscribe, and you review.
Right. So those ratings that people give, they're like up to 5 stars.
5 stars.
There might be an option for our show to go than that.
5 stars.
And then
5 stars.
A review, you could actually write a little thing about how much you like the show.
5 stars.
And what that does is it sort of like elevates the profile of the show, and then other people
5 stars
discover it. And
5 stars.
That's good for the show and keeps us going.
5 stars.
Right?
So 5 stars.
What should people do?
5 stars.
And how do they do that?
iTunes, rate, review, 5 stars.
Yeah, please do that. Rock in the Suburbs.
5 stars.
Okay, we're back. You good on your
I'm good over here.
Beer right now?
Thank you for the hospitality.
You guys, okay?
Yeah.
I'm good. This basement is great.
Did you get some of that pizza?
I probably should have more, actually, to keep pace with the beer.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a suburban house party.
All right. So we want to hear the drummers in the room talk about what they think of as drum-defined songs, right? Renee?
Yeah. So when Bobby and I were talking about this, the first song that came into my head, well, actually, no, we actually agreed on the song that he chose, but I'll let that be a surprise. The one that came to mind for me was Jimi Hendrix's Fire, because, you know.
Yeah.
That song is all drums. Like that, the drums just propel that entire song forward, and they're just too sweet. All right. Now dig this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new fool. I'd like to laugh at that. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand. Next to your fire. Stand next to your fire. Just realize why I love that song. It's because all the drums, the whole song's just like a series of break beats.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, and the breaks are some of the best part of any drums, like any drums in a song. And that song is just like 3 minutes of breaks for me.
Yeah. The drums are like a lead instrument in that song.
Yeah, incredible. And to be in a band with a guitar player the caliber of Jimi Hendrix and to hold your own. And to make the drums really stand out, it is an amazing achievement, right? Because I don't know how many guitar overdubs are on that song, but there's got to be at least 7 or 8, right? But it's incredible. Yeah, what a great pick.
It's a great pick. And when you said it, I was thinking, it took me a second to sort of like lock in what were the drums on that song. But like, as I'm listening to it, I remember that part. It exactly.
Comes right back
like
to
it is so important to that song. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mitch Mitchell.
Mitch Mitchell
was the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Totally underrated. Well, you know, like you said, he had to compete with Hendrix. So
makes it hard. Yeah.
A little difficult, but yeah, snappy and poppy, just beyond belief.
Yeah.
And I think that style of drummer, it's kind of like the difference between like when they invented like the semi-automatic gun, you know, that's kind of what feels like his playing versus like the craziness that's going on the snare and like how fast he's playing that stuff.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It looks like he had a really small kit too, from this picture.
Yeah, I mean, he was a jazz drummer, like jazz style, just the and you know, just drummer side note, like tons of amazing drummers. Renee's laughing. She's like, don't start going down this because it's going to turn into like a 2-hour episode. All I'll say, there's a ton of amazing drummers who play huge kits, right? But like any drummer should be able to kick butt on a 4-piece.
Right. Gotcha.
And
yeah.
You know, Mitch Mitchell kicking butt on a 4-piece.
Yeah.
Take us home.
So, all right. Well, first of all, like, I feel like whenever you do these kind of, and maybe I'm just attuned to this because I'm a drummer and drummers are dorks and they like to argue about this stuff like incessantly. Whenever you do these, everybody, how could you not pick like so-and-so or how could you not? So, yeah,
right.
You know, like I was tempted to pick a Rush song, but like that's too easy, right? Any Rush song is defined by the drums.
And the point of this is not necessarily like the best drummers or great drummers. It's like that one song where the drums are the key component,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. But so all that said, you got to go back to Bonham and Zeppelin. And
amen.
For me, that's Immigrant Song. Immigrant Song. A really good buddy of mine, another drummer, one of my best buddies, Chris Brooks is his name. One time he asked me, he's like, if you could pick a song, a drum beat that's playing like whenever you walk anywhere or whenever you like walk into a room, like this drum beat just plays, what would you pick? And I thought about it for a second. I was like, Immigrant Song.
Nice.
You know? Yeah. It's Immigrant Song. It's like, it's Bonham kicking the most butt and you know, 2.5 minutes of just, you know, try to play this beat for 2.5 minutes and like your shin bones will break.
Yeah.
The bass drum and the snare, just the whole thing is, and this song, like everyone kind of like hears Robert Plant's vocal in it and it's iconic for that. But trust me, this song is all about Bonham's beat. So if you guys want, I could take a whole week and deconstruct that song, but you probably don't want me to do that. But suffice to say, I mean, you know, just Bonham, everything's been said about him 1,000 times. The way he puts together a beat, just the bass and the snare, there's so even like you could say that that's, as far as he's concerned, that's a pretty simple beat, you know, for the kind of stuff that he lays down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But considering like how fast it's playing and just the way he plays it, You will just never hear a more perfect rock beat than that.
He was the rock drummer, in my opinion, right? Yeah. I mean, I know Keith Moon was great, and there have been a lot of people, you know, who've made cases for other people. But for me, he just, everything is there. And that's an amazing example of what he can do and did.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things about that song that's so great is you can hear how much, you know, Bonham and John Paul Jones, like the bass is just intermeshed with the drums. I mean, and it just, that's the whole foundation of the song. And then Robert Plant can sing his, his like falsetto.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you have that driving force of the rhythm section, and it just, it carries the whole song.
It's a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Freight, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Get out of the way of that song.
While we were listening to that, I was reminded of a quote, and I was able to find it by the drummer Tony Allen, who was the drummer for Fela Kuti.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a pioneer of Afrobeat, but he had this quote where he said, "You can tell when you're listening to a good drummer because they have four limbs and they're all playing different things." So that kind of reminded me, you know, of all the different beats, and John Bonham was so heavy on that bass drum and the hi-hat, you know, kind of at the same time.
Can I give you guys one bonus?
Absolutely.
Real quick. Ginger Baker, right?
Okay.
So the famous Cream song, White Room. If you ever watch the amazing documentary, Beware Mr. Baker, you will learn that he's the kind of drummer that like wrote parts. Like he should be credited as a songwriter. That song is so iconic because of his little intro drum beat, that like da 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 dun dun dun.
Yep.
Which the original song, they just kind of had it in 4/4, like da 2/3/4 da, like pretty boring, pretty straight ahead. But he put in this drum hook. It's a hook, you know. It's a riff.
Yeah.
Completely changed the song, made it into the iconic song that it is. Never really got credit for that.
See?
You know?
Yeah.
But like, as that's a good example of a drummer being a songwriter, you know?
Yeah, completely.
Maybe that's why he turned into such a pissed off old man.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah.
Punched people. And if you watch the documentary, you know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Tomorrow, as Bobby Week continues, Bobby and Renee Week, really, it's we're going to talk about songs you like that have no drums, right?
Do
that's
got to
be hard for you, huh?
Torture of Bobby and Renee time we'll on the next episode. Yeah.
There's a couple.
So, all right. So listen to Rockin' the Suburbs again tomorrow and
every day.
And you can find it on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher or now TuneIn. If you like TuneIn, check it out there. You can find our website at suburbspod.com. You can find us on the social medias. That would be Facebook and Twitter at suburbspod. You can email us at rock@suburbspod.com, and you can call our suburban party line, leave a message, talk about drum songs you like or anything else.
Please do.
At 612-440-1984. In honor of Alex Van Halen. And I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Bobby Padovic.
Renee Padovic.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's our other podcast, Keeping It Drums, something.
Keeping It Dorky.
Yeah, there it is.